You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, got all of the issues, and we cover down on them like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Friday, 2:06 p.m. Friday, and Boomer's on the board. Hey, brother, how you
Friday,
doing?
Friday, I love it.
it's Saturday Eve. Some would say
Saturday Eve. Yes,
yes, that's the day. And oh, by the way, this is the weekend my daughter's getting married, so it's wedding weekend eve.
Wedding weekend, we're going to be praying for beautiful weather on Sunday.
Yes, yes, so. We are, and praying that Phil will have composure the entire time as he walks his little girl down the aisle, just saying, nobody send me that movie, Father of the Bride. I don't even want to talk about it. Nobody.
I actually saw that on the streaming last night. I was like, should I watch this?
No, I don't recommend that for any guy ever. Anybody who's got a daughter, no. Well, but it's Friday though, so we got a sound effect. I know we got to play that. Yeah. Friday.
Until we get a better one.
That's it. All right, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you, folks. I'm pretty excited about some of the content we're bringing to you today. So at 3 p.m. today, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's been on the show multiple times, but Dr. Jordan Vaughn is a member of an organization called Concerned Doctors. And Concerned Doctors has him now speaking all over the nation regarding, you know, issues related to the government getting in between the medical provider and the patient. You know, it's supposed to be the medical provider offering the medical assistance needed and the patient then consenting to that. The government has been intervening and making that totally different during the COVID era. And Dr. Jordan Vaughn and the membership of Concerned Doctors, they have qualms, they have questions, they have concerns. He did an extended interview with us that we're going to be airing today at 3 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that. And then at 4 p.m., we've had so much response to Katie Britt being in studio with us earlier this week. She was on during the 3 o'clock hour. Well, a bunch of you actually do the drive time listening, and we know that. So we're going to replay that at 4 o'clock today. You're going to hear it, Katie Britt's interview, because the segment we're going to be doing is all about the midterms coming up, and she nailed the issues on some of that so clearly that I want you to hear it from the person who is, I'm sure, going to be your next U.S. Senator from the state of Alabama. All that plus a triple dipper, so hit it, bud.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. Number one, when I do this stuff, you know it happens. Every once in a while, I'm resourcing the show, and I am going through so much stuff, and then I begin finding them over and over again, one wokeness after another. Pretty soon, I've got what I call a buffet, a vast cornucopia, a plethora, if you will, of wokeness. And so, yep, number one on the Triple Dipper, adventures in woke world. That's going to be there. Number two, I'm calling the whole segment Concerned Doctors, because in my interview with Jordan Vaughn, you're going to hear why many in the medical community are tired of the government telling them how to be medical practitioners, even down to California, threatening their license if they don't follow the narrative. Well, Concerned Doctors is an organization, and Dr. Jordan Vaughn will be with us. That whole segment's going to be dedicated, I'm calling it after, you know, this whole thing is over with, that whole segment is called Concerned Doctors, number two on the Triple Dipper. Number three, midterm messaging. We had it earlier this week, midterm messaging. Listen, we're down to it. It is not about, oh, we're in a red state. I'm not too worried. I don't have to get to the polls. It'll be okay. There's enough votes. No, no, no. You want to send a message. You want to send a red wave message. Do not let states that are purple like Georgia and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, don't let them lead the charge on the red wave. Alabama should be leading. So I say go to the polls. We're going to be having our interview with Katie Britt and talking about midterm messaging in the third hour, third part of the Triple Dipper. All that to say, we got a full show for you. Now, let me jump into my comments here, my opening monologue. And I got to ask you, as I'm looking at things that we are dealing with in this election cycle, have you ever been to a country where freedom was a thing that they could only dream of? Literally. Just that thing that they speak of in hushed tones. The ideas of things like freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, in other places, I'll be honest with you, some of those other places, they're just ideas. That's all they are. People all over the world still see the United States as the bastion of freedom, the shining city on a hill, a place where anyone can succeed because anyone is allowed to succeed. And they think of us that way. We are in the minds of the people of other nations as that place to aspire to and too often to come to. I remember meeting an Afghan farmer when I was in Afghanistan. He told me once, and he meant this with all sincerity, he believed it. He said, the Taliban ruled for over 6 years, there was no rain. And the Americans came, and it rained. And he believed that with all his heart because the indications to him were that we had brought a new day. I remember a man in Baghdad who told me once that Uday Hussein, the son of Saddam Hussein, took a tiger from the Baghdad Zoo, took it to a restaurant, turned it loose in the restaurant just to see what would happen. You know why? Because tyrants can do whatever they want to do without any fear of reprisal. You see, totalitarianism is viewed painfully by any person. It always results in a freewheeling kind of cavalier attitude toward those everyday folks over which the tyrants reign. But can you imagine living like that? Where your movements are restricted, or your church is shut down, or your assembly is forbidden, or your business is quashed, your rights, well, they're no longer considered rights. Huh. That actually sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? What price would you put on your freedom? How far would you go? On the opposite end, what price would you put on security? And to get some measure of security, would you be willing to sacrifice your freedom? Well, living here in Alabama, we haven't fully felt the impact of government in the same way that some of our brethren and sistren have in other places. I mean, we've had our shutdowns, 14 days to flatten the curve times 50. One pastor told me he was never going to let his church be shut down again. Wear the mask, don't wear the mask. Kids are safe, kids are not safe. Shut down the schools, but yet no internet. You know, there's things that happen in Alabama, yes. But in California, shutting down restaurants opened the food courts for the movie industry, though. Go figure. New York City turned into a ghost town during COVID. One article in The Hill magazine last August questioned the concept of restrictions on liberty if, in fact, the restrictions are considered, quote, good for you. The late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, he wondered rhetorically once if Congress had the constitutional power just to make people eat broccoli even if it was just good for them. How far can a government go? Well, mandates can take different forms. President Biden said that nursing homes didn't have to vaccinate their staffs. They would be denied Medicare and Medicaid funding if they didn't. A thoughtful New York federal judge recently conditioned bail on a defendant's agreeing to a vaccination. And I got to be honest with you, this kind of stuff has to stop. It gets to the point of being Orwellian. But I'll tell you what, though, in looking back over the last couple of years, the one that takes the cake, the one that just blows them all out of the water, I'm glad to say it's not us, it was Australia. Now, I've always wanted to go to Australia like a bucket list item. I've been all over the world, but I've never been there. The land down under, one of our greatest allies, the amazing independent nation and continent, what a cool place. But did you hear the kind of things that happened during the COVID pandemic in that free Western society, that ally of ours called Australia? Things like facial recognition to validate that you are in quarantine, quarantine camps, citizens and soldiers stuck overseas, not allowed to return home, bans on interstate travel. How did that happen? How did that happen in a free society? It happened because no one said anything. And by the time they did, it was too late. So what price do you put on your freedom? What price indeed? If it can happen in Australia, if it can happen in California, in New York, and really since it partially happened in Alabama of all places, you have to ask yourself, what would I say? And when would I say it? Well, the time to say it is right now. Midterm elections coming up, that's a part of it. If you wait to the heat of the moment, though, I'll tell you right now, if you wait to the heat of the moment to say something, then it's already too late. It's like checking the boat for leaks well after you've set sail. You got to do the preemptive work now. An ounce of momentary discomfort up front may save you a pound of pain later on. You got to care about every election. You got to ask questions respectfully, but ask the questions. You got to know your rights. You have to be willing to say, not on my watch. You got to be willing to rally others. You got to be willing to be encouraging. Don't stoop to the liberal levels. We can be a restorer, not just a complainer. But you got to show the world an example of a true believer. If we do those things, if we do them now, if we do them consistently, this nation, these freedoms, these liberties, they will prevail. If we don't do them, well, look at the land down under and just imagine. I'm going to tell you right now, one of my favorite books, and I've said it before on the show multiple times, by Andy Andrews, an Alabamian. The book's called How to Kill 11 Million People. And the book, How to Kill 11 Million People, it sounds like it's a rough title, man. You look at it and go, why is that the title? What's the deal? Well, the title is premised upon the fact that during Nazi Germany's reign, 11 million people, I believe 7 million of them were Jews, were exterminated. And you have to ask yourself, how do you kill 11 million people and get away with it? Well, you get away with it when you have a populace that does not question. You get away with it when you don't have accountability at the highest levels. And that can never be us. So I ask you again, what price would you put on your freedom? And are you willing to do what Franklin said and sacrifice some of your freedoms to gain a little bit more security? And I would hope the answer to that is no. The truth be told, we cannot sit idly by. You have to ask the questions. You have to be willing to ask them in advance. If you ask them in the heat of the moment, you may have waited too late. All right, that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, I'm just serious, man. You gotta be willing to ask the hard questions. And we can ask them respectfully. And Charlene and I were talking just this morning about the fact that we need to make sure that we as believers, we as conservatives, that we are restorers, not just complainers. But nonetheless, that still involves stepping out. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.